You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN, the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back to it on this Monday. You know, I was kind of the opinion when the Larry Nassar trial came to the conclusion that it would be the closing of a chapter for Michigan State, a chance to start healing and moving forward, but that's not the case now with ESPN's Outside the Lines program targeting in on Tom Izzo's basketball program, Mark D'Antonio's football program. A lot of trouble in the air at Michigan State. Joining me now, the Dean, Tim Stout. Tim, welcome to the program.
Morning, Steve.
It's not getting any better. In fact, it's getting noticeably worse at the Michigan State Athletic Department.
Well, it was a rough week last week. There's no question about it. An ever-changing fluid situation, especially on Friday, and where it's going to be this week. I mean, you just kind of batten down the hatches and hold your breath relative to those of us who are around it to have to cover it every single day. There obviously is a long way to go with the remnants of this story, and trying to predict where this thing's going to go is extremely difficult to do. But it was a very rough week last week, you're right.
Looks to me like, you know, the effort now, the focus then becomes Tom Izzo's program, which, by the way, the NCAA sent a letter saying they knew about those investigations from what I saw. Mark D'Antonio said, those are lies. Those things aren't true that are being said about our program. Do these two survive?
I would be surprised if they lose their jobs over this, just because I would be surprised. I don't know who is in the chain of command at the moment at Michigan State. I mean, first of all, who do those two answer to at the moment?
Nobody, with Hollis gone.
There's no athletic director. There's no acting athletic director. There's no president. The president currently in place is basically, I thought, whoever walks through that door next year, it till we find an interim guy. He obviously is just trying to hold everything together till an interim president is named. And frankly, what's the status of the Board of Trustees? I think that's the next big story to be solved one way or the other, is if the governor is going to get involved or not, seriously considering the future of the current Board of Trustees. So that's all of that said, I don't know necessarily who the two main coaches even answer to at this point. And until that's determined, where does this go from there? I thought the outside the line, I knew that report was coming. You know, ESPN and Michigan State have been in court with each other over this issue for the last couple of years, so there's no love lost there. And ESPN's not going to go away from this thing. And you have two high-profile coaches. It would seem to me the coach that's going to have more to deal with is D'Antonio, simply by the numbers. He's got a lot of players that are involved. Football has more players generally than basketball, and more of them are more recent than basketball. That said, whether there's any teeth within the university of looking at this thing seriously beyond what it already is, again, who is going to do that? I mean, who's going to answer the NCAA investigation at Michigan State, given the openings that now exist of the top two people there, the president and the athletic director?
Well, I guess my question, this atmosphere across this country, from Harvey Weinstein to whatever it is, you're in this Me Too environment. And you're in this environment now with Michigan State, with Larry Nassar, who, you know, a lot of things of revelations have come to light in the last, you know, couple of weeks that even I didn't know. And makes you think, okay, here's a university that was sending this guy to young girls' rooms at midnight or whatever it is. So you've got this atmosphere of distrust and problem. And my concern is that the Me Too movement,
well, that's
comes out and takes down Michigan State.
That's a factor. I totally agree with that. I think that the climate of the country today, given the area of sexual abuse and sexual assault, I mean, if it can be Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose and others, why can't it, you know, feed its way into college sports personalities? I mean, I suppose, right now at Michigan State, I don't even know. My question right now is, what is the chain of command? Who answers to whom right now? If the NCAA or someone else wants some information from Michigan State, where do they go get it?
Who do they ask?
Who do they ask? If you have a question, even if you're the biggest name coach there, like Tom, who does Tom go to ask about whatever? Now, Hollis, theoretically, is still on till Wednesday. I would think someone at the university is going to line some kind, announce some kind of a a temporary structure of government for the athletic department. But I haven't seen that yet, and I don't know whether that's coming or not. Like I say, the thing I'm interested to see right now more than anything else is what is the fate of the Board of Trustees? I mean, does the governor think or do his people believe that he would be proper in removing that board, which would be absolutely cataclysmic to Michigan State, given that it's never happened before? And if that board is removed for any reason, who in the world replaces that board? That's eight people. So, you know, all this has got to get figured out yet.
Eight people that are elected.
That are elected, correct.
So you, do you hold a special election?
I don't know that. You tell me. You got all. I mean, this, look, this is this is new territory for me. I remember in the 1970s when that NCAA probe knocked out the football, basketball coach and AD in the same day. They fired them all the same day. This is so much bigger than that.
What about the money? I mean, let's talk about this. The money, 140 or more plaintiffs. I mean, that's another factor.
There's no question.
Who's going to pay that bill?
Well, I'm told that there is enormous insurance on this, but for me to tell you how that's all going to get paid, because I know, would be inaccurate too. I think there are questions everywhere. You can spell Michigan State with a big question mark at the end. And the other thing is just imagine if Michigan State makes some kind of a run on the NCAA tournament. I mean, that name right now across America is the one that everybody's going to boo, right? So, I mean, it's a shame in a way for the basketball players that they're going to get that on the road like they did yesterday. But it's what it's going to be. They're going to have to get used to it, because they are going, and everywhere Michigan State goes in basketball, like it or not, like yesterday, Tom's going to get, he didn't going to get asked about how they came back in the second half. He's going to get asked, what are you going to do about this investigation? And that's just the way it's going to be.
Did you tell the truth? When did you know about it? Did you see people differently? I saw all of that. Oh, that's fine. I'll give you the quick last word.
Well, these are tough times for the university. There's no question about it. I think they're going to have to move. I think the first thing is absolutely the one way or the other, the determination of this board's future's got to. And if you're going to stick with the board, and I have no opinion on that.
But make a decision.
Make a decision. Let's go with that. Then if the board stays, let's get people hired and let's get this thing rolling and get someplace so there's some closure somewhere down the line, even though it's going to be a long way off.
Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports on the Steve Gruber Show. Tim, thank you for the insight.
You're welcome. Have a great week.